overlook it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are considering different aspects of improving bilateral and multilateral relations with European countries and also North America on the basis of equality and also mutual respect. Any measure in this measures in this field includes efforts for reducing tensions, eliminating the hurdles, and also comprehensive promotion of relations, including economic ties. We can work in this field by avoiding any new tensions in Iran-US relations, and at the same time make efforts in order to eliminate tensions belonging to the past that cause a disruption in relations. We may not be able to eliminate the main source of mistrust by the Iranian people towards the U.S. administrations in the past 60 years, but we are in need of concentrating on the current situation and also have a look towards the future. And hopefully, the past experiences and the experiences of the past ups and downs may, in fact, shed light on the future path. And as leaders, we should, in fact, just set aside humiliating games and instead of going after extremists and pressure groups in our countries, we should in fact run the affairs ourselves, and cooperation concerning issues of concern and also issues of mutual interest, and also considering them as the basis for more action, can be considered as another starting point, because this will contribute to the alleviation of tensions in the region as well. For this purpose, it is necessary speaking of press groups, both in the U.S. and the region, that just seek to cause tension, we should counter these press groups, and these groups seek to proceed with their objectives, and that objective is to divert the global attention from their issues, and also they seek to somehow prevent the resolution of the nuclear issue of Iran and also continuation of confrontation between Iran and the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of our recent elections, it took place at a time when our region, more than ever before, was facing sectarianism and enmity amongst different groups, and also formation of new domains for the growth of terrorism and extremism. At the same time, the recent use of chemical weapons in Syria can cause preoccupations in the region, and we believe that at such a juncture, the voice of moderation that has been echoed in this region can be a source, can cause a, create a calm atmosphere, and also influence the circumstances in a constructive manner. It is a source of regret that at the current juncture there are Many countries in our region that are facing domestic and international challenges, and it's going to cause consequences for other regional and international players. There's no doubt that these problems and these issues may be a source of concern for many regional and international players, and the players, I mean the players that should in fact press their hands and have common efforts in order to overcome the problems. My country, as a major power in the region, is fully ready to just move in the direction in order to make efforts for finding a solution to the existing problems. And in this way, contribute to the maintenance of peace, tranquility, and stability in the region. In such conditions, speaking of efforts by some countries for portraying Iran as a threat and also reducing Iran's credibility in the region and the world, we consider these moves as unconstructive, and we believe that they should actually avoid such behavior in order to maintain stability and peace in the region. Speaking of the human tragedy in Syria, and also the sufferings of the Syrian people in the past 2.5 years, I'm regretful for such a tragedy. My government, as a representative of the people who have suffered and have suffered the pains of using chemical weapons, I do condemn the recent use of chemical weapons in the Syrian conflict. I'm also worried about the situation and condition created in certain regions of Syria, paving the way for the growth of extremist ideologies, and also the condition created for terrorists to come together. And this reminds me of the conditions created in the proximity of our eastern borders in the 1990s. This, not just for us, but for many other countries, is a source of concern. And elimination of this problem necessitates and requires collective cooperation in order to come up with sustainable solution for the political resolution of the internal issues of Syria. I'm also happy that diplomacy managed to have the upper hand in partly resolving the crisis in Syria, and also overcome militaristic approaches. And we should consider any progress in this field as the basis, and also we should have the consensus that the resolution of the Syrian crisis requires regional and international efforts and cooperation. We are prepared to facilitate any negotiations amongst regional and transregional parties aimed at creating stability in Syria. And in this connection, like other cases, it is necessary to avoid becoming involved in a game with a zero sum. Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, allow me to briefly mention Iran's peaceful nuclear program that in the past decades has brought about many controversies, you know very well that on several occasions there were predictions made claiming that Iran